Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everyone who is doing online dating has probably got a few fibs or exaggerations on their account.
Mm-hmm.
And people expect it. It's kind of like when you go into a fast food restaurant and you see the pictures of the food,
mm-hmm.
and you know your burger's not going to look like that burger.
But yeah. It tastes what that looks like in some ways.
Okay.
Well, you can't taste what you see.
Okay.
I think the important thing is we all know that there's going to be a little difference in what was advertised and what we get.
You're okay. Right.
And we've learned to accept that.
Yeah.
But there is a limit. There's a certain point where you go, wait a second, that's too far from what I thought I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens with online dating and social media as well.
Okay.
But it turns out men and women have very different things that bother them. And guys, this could be some great news for you.
Okay.
And ladies, you need to pay close attention because some of the things you're doing, guys are not going to put up with.
All right.
All right. The things that bothered men the most are as if a woman was a lot older than she claimed to be, or if she used a much younger picture than she is mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, it's deceiving.
They also cared if the woman weighed a lot more than she claimed.
Not a little, but a lot.
Right, because they say, you know, it's okay if you advertise yourself as who you are and you're bigger, and then if a guy doesn't mind or care about that, or if they like that, then they can find someone like that. But if you advertise yourself as being skinnier than you are and the guy meets you, he's probably not going to be happy with it.
Mm.
Okay, and they also even complain that if the woman was a lot younger than she said she was.
Yeah.
So that's odd to me. Yeah. I would think like guys might see that as a bonus, but no, they see that as a negative too.
You know what though? Mm. How about like, and remember when you were younger on the dating scene,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, because there'd be a girl, you know, you would meet and she'd say she's, I don't know, 19.
Okay.
Okay.
And she was 12?
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they're not on dating.
Yeah, there's some legalities there that really, yeah.
If we're getting into legal ages, that's scary right there.
Yeah.
So what's different about men and women?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lies that bother women the most, first thing was if a man's a lot younger than he claimed. I'm sorry. So that's the third thing on the men's list. It's the first thing on the women's list. Heidi,
yeah.
you don't care.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot younger, yeah. That's just plain lying.
But an average, like somewhere around here. Is that okay?
Eight to ten years.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah. Stay in the same decade. Stay in the same decade.
Except for Cato, because he's looking for that grandma who's about to die, who has a lot
He'll
of money.
He'll say that.
I say I'm 80 online.
Yeah.
Well, that's the next one. The lies that bother women is if the man's a lot older than he claimed, which is similar to what the men said.
Cato, you're doing it wrong.
Man. Yeah.
Here's where it gets different. The men cared if the woman weighed a lot more than she claimed.
Mm-hmm.
So if she was a lot heavier than she said.
Right.
Women care if a man is a lot shorter than he said he was.
Yeah.
So for women, they don't want some short guy, and men don't want an overweight woman. So they both have physical things they don't like. They're just different things.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, though, with short, you can't grow taller.
Well, other than just wearing those shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that, you know, he says he's, you know, got a great job, owns his own company, and he turns out to not be either of those.
It's a good point, Heidi. You know why they said it?
Mm-mm.
They asked the women, what was the big deal? Women said that short men almost invariably had that short man's complex, and they felt like they had to prove something. So they were either obnoxious jerks or constantly trying to, you know, ingratiate themselves because they felt like they weren't good enough. And neither of those things was appealing. Now, I have short friends, some of whom are jerks and some of whom you would never know that they had been short. They seem like they're totally cool with
it. They're confident, and that's great.
And also, I think the women complain that they had to put them in high chairs when they were at the
I think we're going to the extremes again there, Hawk.
Hey, I've seen Heidi pick up a little guy and carry him all night long.
Yeah, it's
darn right.
It's a booster seat, though. Yeah. They don't have to go in the high chair.
I'm sorry, booster seat. Yeah. Yeah. Heidi had one of those little papooses one time.
A what?
Okay.
Don't make short jokes.
I'm not.
He was making an insect joke. A papoose?
No.
That's a cocoon I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
All right, so men were least concerned with a woman having a less impressive job than she claimed.
Okay.
They didn't care about the woman's job so much. Women were least concerned with a man who was taller than he said he was. So they don't want a guy who's shorter than he said, but they're okay if he's a little taller than he said he was.
Why would you lie? You got to think, if somebody's going to lie on their profiles on a dating site, they're going to lie to your face when you're dating.
Because if a guy says he's 6'5 or 6'6, maybe he's thinking that a woman who's 5'6 wouldn't want to go out with him. So he fudges a little and says, oh, I'm really 6'1.
So he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah. By an inch or two, does that matter? That's... Do inches matter?
Yes,
they do. I don't care what the women have been telling you. They matter.
That's a whole other dating site.
That came out wrong. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.